Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us for a few minutes this morning is Rich Bright. He's one of the presenters at the Fraud Watch Network Seminar. It's being sponsored by AARP. It's coming up this Saturday at, I do believe, the largest high school in the state. That would be New Britain High School. 3,000 students, something like that, in the lecture hall. Anyway, Rich is here for a few minutes this morning. First of all, you're a professional at this, are you not, Rich? I mean, you've been studying this for a long time.
Well, I've been studying it for a long time, but not a professional.
Excuse me. At least you know more than I do, so there's that. And you're trying to spread that, I guess, you know, spread that knowledge to other people. Is there a particular reason? You know, everybody thinks, well, as you get older, you get wiser. But are you more likely to be scammed, or is there a reason for it? Have you looked into that?
Oh, yeah. People of a certain age, as we get older, we have more money in the bank, and we're trusting and we're honest and we believe in people. So if somebody calls us up and with a hard luck story or tries to scare us, it's easier to do. But it's not just the older people, it's younger folks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's getting scammed. So, we take the show on the road, and I'm what's called a peer-to-peer counselor. Saturday, we're going to have Inspector Lauren Vombacco with us. She's with the United States Postal Inspection Service. And she's an actual law enforcement officer, and she's an amazing woman, and she has an arrest record that makes most of the other cops blush. She's really good at what she does. And between the insight that we give and the real-life stories that she gives, it's a memorable event. And the whole thing's going to be done for free, of course. But anybody who wants to go would have to register. So when you register, you can go to ctmastergames.org to register there free for the event. And it's Saturday, May 19th at 10 o'clock at New Britain High School Lecture Hall, 110 Mill Street, New Britain, Connecticut.
Do people still do? I mean, is there a common channel through which frauds are worked? Do we have much door-to-door? I would say the phone would certainly be a point of vulnerability. Online goes without saying. What are some other things, Rich?
Well, telephone, online, at your door, anywhere they can get you. You know, a lot of the people, they pretend they're professionals and you invest money with them, you know, the different scams like that.
Yeah, I had one guy come to the door one time. Well, this is an old trick, and they use this line, and it still works after all these years. Come to your house, knock on the door. Yeah, I was just doing a roof down the street or doing a driveway. I've got a little extra sealer going. Could I just, you know, and you fall for it because, yeah, you're a trusting guy, and you're saying, well, my driveway looks like it needs some help, and this looks like an honest guy, and all of a sudden, I don't know what they're putting down, but it ain't going to help you.
Yeah, you know, I tell everybody, just don't answer the door unless you're 100% sure who it is. I look out the window and say, can I help you? I had that same guy come to my house 2 weeks after I had a new roof put on. So,
did you buy from him?
No.
Rich, did you buy
really.
From him? Okay.
Nope.
Well, anyway, let's just recap here. It's coming up on Saturday, May 19th. It'll be at 10 a.m. It is free, and it's at New Britain High School. I believe it's in the auditorium, isn't it? Is that where it is? Lecture hall.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, good talking to you. Thank you much for being on.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.